A reading from Genesis 1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky, to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." So God created the great sea monsters, and every living creature that moves, of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have domination over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have domination over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation.
It's almost difficult to remember now, but last October we had a terrible experience here in Winnipeg. A near perfect storm arose. Perfect in the sense that we had had a warm and lingering autumn, and so the trees had not yet lost their leaves. And a storm came through with very wet, heavy snow and ice. And the weight that fell on those trees was extraordinary. And the trees bent, and they strained, and they broke. And throughout the city, broken branches and fallen trees and trees bent over were everywhere that you looked, blocking roads and damaging things below. It was what my children still refer to as the treepocalypse. There is a path that I take every morning on a walk with my dog. And on the day after that storm on Thanksgiving weekend, I took my camera with me. The sight of the laboring trees was unlike anything I had ever seen in my entire life. Some branches literally bending all the way to the ground without the tree breaking. And in other places, snapped branches and trunks. And so I took a picture of a tree just a few blocks from my house. And just before the cleanup started, when they came to that tree, they cut down nearly all of it, leaving only a 4-foot stump. Well, this week I was on that same path, walking that same dog, and I came upon that tree, and I saw something that was beautiful, if not miraculous. All that remained of that once great tree, that 4-foot stump, was exploding with blossoms, new branches all over it. It is as if nature itself at times wants to remind us there is an inherent healing in creation that cannot be destroyed, that will always return, always resurface, always reemerge, even after the deadliest storm. There is a refrain in the story of creation in Genesis chapter 1. It was good. The storytellers remind us that as God creates the land and the waters and the sky, God looks upon it and considers that it was good. And in the creation of the animals that would walk the earth and the fish that would swim in the seas and the birds that would fly in the air, it was good. And of the trees, those that bear fruit and those that provide food, those that provide shelter, it was good. And in the creation of the human being, it was good. It took me about 40 or 50 years to realize that in that children's grace we all learn, God is great, God is good, we are saying two different things about God. One is that God is awesome, great, magnificent, perhaps beyond our comprehension. But the other is that God is inherently good, inherently moral, and that a creation made in the image of God, in a people made in the image of God, there is an inherent good. We are made moral. As we gather this week, it is a difficult time in many parts of the world. The pandemic continues to rage and affects our daily living. But our attention has shifted to our friends in the country just next door to us, the United States, where in the aftermath of a brutal police killing of a Minneapolis man named George Floyd, thousands and hundreds of thousands of people have taken to the streets, almost all of them in peaceful protest, to say something has to change, something has to be reborn, that there must be healing in the race relations within cities of the United States, but within and among all people. We are reminded by something as simple as a tree we pass by on a morning walk that we are made for healing. We are made for renewal. God looks upon us and recognizes that we are inherently good. Because we are made in the image of a loving God, we are inherently capable of loving one another in a way perhaps we have not discovered yet. The trees say it is so. With a longing in our heart for a world made new and for justice for all, let us come before our God in prayer. Let us pray. With praise and thanksgiving, O God, we gather to recall that from the day we were created in your image, you have made it possible to find your grace in one another. From the day your word became flesh and chose to dwell among us, you have made it possible to show your love to one another. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for ancestors who have been as generous to our generation as you are, and who have made possible so many things we take for granted. We praise you for elders who share the wisdom that can only come from a lifetime of walking with you and discerning your ways. We thank you for the beauty we find in creation and in the tapestry that is the human family, for the colors and languages and customs that together reveal a portion of your glory. Most of all, healing one, we thank you for the gift of one another, that we might cherish human relationship as the greatest opportunity we have to display your goodness and presence in our lives. The brokenness of the human family leads us to prayer, and there is much that we need to lay before you. We pray for the family and friends of George Floyd. Attention has been brought to them that they did not seek, and it has arrived when their hearts are in pieces within them. Bless them and comfort them. We pray for people of color who daily experience the injustice of racism, whose whole lives are affected by our inability to live in holy community. We pray for the people who have peacefully taken to the streets in the United States and around the world, calling for a new day to arise where all are known by the conduct of their character rather than the color of their skin. Accept our prayers, God of heaven and earth. Accept our prayers that they may encourage us to seek out the lost and lonely and claim them as our own. Accept our prayers as we seek to be the church you need, in the name of the one who leads us to pray together when we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.